A Murray State University student noticed TWP propaganda the first week of school. Drew, who wishes not to provide his last name, says he is disturbed by the group's posters and now their physical presence on campus.
The flyers that concern me is just the language of taking back our communities, though this can mean many things. In this context, it could be interpreted as a more traditional, white-centric view of the world, in a sense.
Travis Hoskins is a psychology student and joined the TWP in March.
There's a lot of people that try to use derogatory labels and everything to categorize people with our political opinions.
Hoskins says TWP members are not white supremacists, rather a group that is concerned with being pushed out by other cultures via illegal immigration. Southern Poverty Law Center spokesman Ryan Lentz says there is a subtle rhetorical difference in white supremacy and white nationalism. He says the TWP is the political arm of the Traditional Youth Network, a group that started as a white student union at Towson University in Maryland and growing modestly with a few dozen chapters now across the U.S. University officials say no complaints were made to public safety while the group was on campus. I'm Nicole Irwin in Murray.